This is the Steve Cochran Show. I gotta lose me to find you. I gotta give up all I have to find you. I'd suffer anything and be glad. I'll pay any price just to get you.
Well, this is it. Coach Joel Quenneville, game one tonight. Here we go, 7 o'clock start. You can hear it right here on 720 WGN. Coach, we've been there before, and now we're back. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you guys?
It's good to hear your voice. I mean, I am so pumped for tonight. I can't wait. We waited so long for the playoffs to start because we all feel like this could be another run. But are you excited? Are you nervous? What are you feeling right now? What happens the day of the game when the playoffs start?
Well, we're excited that, like you said, it's a long time getting here, and we're all looking forward to it. Had a couple good practices the last few days, and now we get to play for real. And we had a couple of games at the end of the year that we're just sitting here, okay, now we got all the incentive in the world to be excited about today. And as a coaching staff and as a coach, you're looking forward to it. You want to make sure everybody's prepared, but let's put our excitement in the right way. And starts are very important to the games, and let's be ready.
Since you've been there before, there's a lot of new young players that have not been there. I mean, do you see some warning signs during the game? Do you pull these guys? Do you talk to them in between periods? You know these signs, right?
These kids have played a lot of games this year, and they've played a lot of big games throughout their careers to get here. And then I think as a team and as an individual, I think you want to make sure that you don't change too much in your approach and the way you play your game, play to your strengths, and we'll reinforce that as we go along here. But I'm sure everybody's excited, and whether you call it nervous energy right off the bat, whether you need a hit to get in the game or get comfortable, but we expect these guys to be a big part of our team, and we're looking for contributions as well.
Joel, dialing around last night, watching some of the other games on the first night, you just realize the way the intensity gets cranked up once the playoffs start. Is that something that you can sort of put into words how it feels, just that first playoff game and just the way everything gets ratcheted up when the playoffs come around?
Yeah, you can see it in five games last night. The intensity goes to another level. The physicality goes up a notch, and especially in the first rounds, they're way more physical. They're way more intense, and I think it's a little bit more predictability later in series and later in rounds. But the first rounds are always the toughest. They're very intense, and we saw some overtime games. We saw some physicality. So everything you're looking for, but you definitely see everything raise a couple of notches. And when you do that, you still got to make sure that there's a purpose behind how you play, because a lot of times that can be the differential.
And it's kind of by design, right? I mean, this playoff format sort of creates that with the divisional matchups like the one you have tonight, like the St. Louis-Minnesota matchup, because you know these teams so well.
Yeah, you get the rivalries from past playoff experiences or past, you play these guys more in the regular season, so there's a little history there, and that animosity can carry over into the games, and that intensity obviously gets ratcheted up as well. So it's I think we always talk about discipline and being smart in certain ways. We want to make sure that we initiate, we don't retaliate, we play hard between the whistles, and let's be smart about things like that. But I think, I think right off the bat, we expect a fast-paced game. They're quick. They're not a lot of time and space out there, so that's going to be part of it as well. But should be a great series. We know we're going to have our hands full with Nashville.
Coach Q on the phone with us, driven by Hooters, the original wing joint. Coach, you faced the Predators two other times in the first round and won Stanley Cups both times. I know you don't care about this type of stuff, but how do you keep it away from the players, or do you just kind of ignore it?
We won't bring that up. I know that the two series we had against them when we won in 2010, I believe, when that was an amazing comeback game five, I believe, here. Looked like we were done. We had a five-minute major. Kaner scores, we're down by one. Kaner scores a shorthander late in the game. We come back and win it in overtime, and then had a couple of nice breaks in their billing in game six. And their last series with them was, that was a great series, very competitive. I could have gone either way as well. We expect the same type of series here this year, and I know that last year they had a couple of good matchups in their first two rounds, and they got more depth than they've had. They've got more skill in their lineup. They've got some speed in their lineup. They're well built, and you know, they got all the ingredients. So we know we got to be at our best, and we feel that we got to go to the next level come playoff time here ourselves, and let's get ready for a great matchup.
Is that the biggest difference you see? Maybe this team has more firepower now than when you've played them in the past?
Yeah, they got some lines that can score. I think across the board, there's more skill in their team. Their back end's as mobile as it's ever been, and so we got to be aware of those guys. Obviously, we got to get traffic at the net. We got to get bodies to the net. We want to make sure we manage the puck well. This team offensively does have the puck a little bit more, and you know, more patience with it as well. So let's make sure that we're attacking the puck and trying to get it back as quick as possible as well.
Coach, I got to ask you about behind the scenes. When I watch games, I sweat. I get excited when I sweat. You wear a suit during the game. You sweat. Are you drenched after a game because you get fired up?
Not too bad, but there's certain games I can honestly say I've been drenched at the end of them. And then usually those overtime games, I go back a few years there, later in series, later in rounds, that I can say that I don't know about drenched, but there's been some games where, you know, it comes through.
He takes off that suit and just throws it in the garbage when he walks in the
it's
locker room.
It's cold in there, Pete. There's ice.
No, you sweat. And I got to ask you about the speech. You know, we always want the visual of the head coach giving the speech before the big game. Tonight is the kickoff, game one of the playoffs. Do you do that?
I'm very consistent about how we going out for a game, whether it's regular season or playoff game. I think we all know we have several meetings going into today and then going into the game as well. So it's a you know, we don't want to change the message too much. I'm not too much of a rah-rah guy. I think we know the intensity's there. You know, it's all about some technical things we like to point out going into it. But we all know we got a great group of players that know the standard of what's needed to be that competitive level that we all expect, and push each other in the right way. And whether it's the coaches saying it, the players coming from them is even better. So it's a the message is usually clear, and you know, I think we don't have to say too much of the rah-rah stuff with this group.
Is it comforting to look at your bench and know that you have guys throughout your lineup and throughout your roster who have been through so many playoff games and won Stanley Cups, and even guys who were young when this whole run started now are veterans who've been through it so many times, and they can help guide some of these younger guys through it?
I think that experience is going to be great. These guys they know what it takes. They know in certain situations what's needed to be said or what's needed to be done. And I think that all the new guys or young guys here, I think that's a nice thing to have in your team as well, that enthusiasm. And these guys get to learn from the best, and we're going to need that experience at the right times, and we're going to need that excited energy at the right time with these young guys. So it's a good balance, and I think they're learning from guys that know what it takes. And I think that as a team, that's a great situation to be in. Looking forward to seeing how everybody handles it, and these young guys right off the bat. We're going to be expecting these guys to be comfortable and being themselves out there.
Game one tonight, 7 o'clock start right here on 720 WGN. Coach Q, Coach, go get them.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, let's get Steve. We need Steve back. All right, we need him at the rink here.
We do.
All right, we need him at the United Center.
Thank you, Coach. He's the best.